You're listening to Vet Candy.
Hello, and welcome to this episode of Vet Candy IRL. My name's Shannon Gregoire.
And I'm Tatiana Rogers.
Oh, Tati, we've been so busy lately. Oh my God, I can't believe we both just came back from a week in New York and I'm still jet lagged.
Girl, you and me both. But you went from a New York adventure to an island adventure.
I did, you know, I just can't stay in one place for too long, apparently.
Yes, girl, we're making moves. Share with our audience, where did you go?
So we went to Catalina Island for the very first time. It was amazing. And it was fantastic. We just explored the island and everything. And it was on our bucket list before we leave LA to do that trip. So
that is so cool. You know, I'm from LA, well, you know this, and I never knew that there was an island off of the coast. Like, I don't think I found out about Catalina Island. At least I think I was like a junior in high school, maybe like 16 or 17. It's like, what? There's an island off the coast?
It's amazing. There's so many things to do and great food, and like the views are just fantastic. And you can like rent bikes and canoes and like all this other kind of stuff to go around the island.
So cool. That is so cool. You know, USC, they have an institute there called Wrigley Institute, and it's like an environmental science. I used to work for this science camp for kids, and we would take our kids there once a year, and they had like a hyperbaric chamber. Like, they do all kinds of like marine research and conservation off the coast of Catalina Island.
That's so cool. Oh my God. Yeah, we took the ferry from Long Beach. But if you really want to be bougie, you can actually take a helicopter to the island in about 15 minutes.
What? A helicopter?
Yep.
Riding in style. We gotta do that next time, girl.
I know. That's trip number two.
So back to New York. I mean, I think that today's the guests that we have on today's show kind of really connects to what we learned in New York. I feel like an overarching theme that we saw was, you know, should we talk a little bit about New York first?
We should.
So, yeah, Shannon and I, we both got to go do a week-long internship with Veterinary Emergency Group. And if you tune in to our last episode with Dr. David Bessler, you can learn a little bit more about the company. But I saw that they were experiencing, you know, just a huge growth in our industry and a huge shortage of staff.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so like such a big need for veterinarians because all the baby boomers are retiring, right? And just by sheer numbers, like their generation inflated the workforce. And now all of a sudden they're retiring at a rate quicker than everyone else can graduate and get jobs. So we have this huge like pain in the industry right now and kind of everywhere with that kind of huge retirement and everyone coming in not quick enough. So it's just everyone's trying to hire like crazy and everyone's short staffed. It's nuts. And it's, you know, putting a lot of strain on the industry for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And not to mention with the pandemic, you know, so many people got pets, right? Like so many people got new pets, new puppies everywhere. And it warms my heart. We cleared the shelters. You know, now all of these animals need to see vets and, you know, not only vets, but the techs and the vet nurses that need to, you know, do the actual nursing and all that good stuff. So.
We'll be right back with more Vet Candy. As a veterinarian, it's important to perfect your clinical skills. That's why Vet Candy created a master course in toxicology. The master course is taught by a board-certified criticalist and delivers a thorough evaluation of the science and clinical practice skills needed to master toxicology, from decontamination to treatment. And when you complete the course, you receive exclusive tools to celebrate, recognize, and share your accomplishment. And what's even more exciting, the course is free and provides race and New York State approved continuing education credits. This program is brought to you by Vatoquinol. Start learning today at myvetcandy.com/talks. Start learning today at myvetcandy.com/TOX.
And that's why today we have a very special guest, Dr. Steve Boyer from Vetsy, and they have a really interesting telehealth platform that we're going to talk about today. Thank you, Dr. Boyer, for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I'm very excited to be here with you guys.
Thank you. Why don't you tell us like a little bit about yourself and your background first?
Sure. Yeah. So I'm a practicing small animal veterinarian, and I graduated from the University of Calgary Faculty of Veterinary Medicine in 2013. And I started my career, actually, I probably have a very similar story to most vets, you know, growing up with a passion for animals, wanting to be a veterinarian. So then, you know, you apply to the school nearest to you, and I was fortunate enough to get in, and it was a pretty new school. And went through vet school, graduated, started working in a kind of a busy 24-hour emergency hospital. And I did that for about a year and a half. And while I learned a lot, one thing I learned is that, you know, maybe emergency medicine, the pace and everything, I was really looking forward to entering more of a primary care, developing a relationship with clients and having that long-term kind of, relationship with clients. Yeah. So then I went to a primary care clinic. We did see some emergencies too. And I was practicing there for 7 years and actually transitioned to another clinic now. But over the past couple of years, I've had this interest in telemedicine and virtual care. And, I think as technology improves and we see the strains on our industry, you know, you put two and two together and I think there's a solution there. So we really, over the past, couple of years have been kind of dabbling in the video consultations, anything you can do virtually, getting information online, Dr. Google is so common. So what can we do to combat that or help that? So it's really just been kind of over the past few years, learning more about that industry. I guess it's been about a year and a half now. Alex Chang and I, got together, co-founder of Vetsy, and then partnered up with Wes as well, our chief technical officer. And we've now built a veterinary platform app for telehealth with the purpose of increasing accessibility to veterinarians and veterinary professionals and kind of relieving some of the burden that we're dealing with in clinic and creating some efficiencies.
Right. Yeah. So how does Vetsy kind of plug into your practice? Say like you have a small animal practice and you're thinking about telehealth, like how would you go about your expectations for putting Vetsy in there as well?
Yeah. So, I mean, first and foremost, what's important is figuring out, because each clinic is a little bit different, right? So the first thing that we want to identify is, okay, how is this clinic operating and what are maybe the big pain points they're dealing with? Are they dealing with an overwhelming amount of calls that they can't get to? Are they short-staffed? Probably. Pretty much as you guys identified, most clinics are short-staffed. What can we do with our platform to help alleviate some of those problems? So what I usually mention to vets and practice managers is, first of all, if you're dealing with a ton of phone calls, okay, well, let's see if we can divert some of those to messages, non-urgent messages. So that's, the first kind of thing. The second one is, can we connect with your patients remotely and alleviate some of the pressure of the in-clinic visits and deal with some of these things remotely? Because a lot of what we do, like I have exams every day where I kind of leave going, I probably could have helped them over the phone or through video or through chat, right? So there's lots of ways that we can help our pet parents remotely and increase some efficiencies in clinics. So yeah, just going back to your original question, first kind of identifying how that clinic operates and what are their struggles.
Okay. So to me, it kind of sounds like you're hitting the problem from different angles, right? Like you're able to, one, help clinics directly by, providing services like Messenger and, maybe the client can go speak, to a chat and then you can also help the client directly. And that if they wanted to just go straight to a source, they can also chat with you in that way. Is that?
Yep. Yeah, that's pretty good. Like I'll kind of summarize it for you. Like the way I describe, I guess the core features we'll say of the platform is, one is having a way for your clientele to freely connect with your support staff and your reception team. So through the app, they can freely text. So any pet owner that downloads the Vetsy app can connect with that, with their particular clinic, with a unique clinic code. And once they've done that, they can then freely message client care and the support staff for any general inquiries. You know, are you guys open? You know, do you have this type of food in today? Stuff that, you know, you don't necessarily want to be answering the phone and putting them on hold for 10 minutes to answer, just a non-urgent question. So that's the first core functionality, is the messaging from your clients freely with your support staff to free up the phone lines. And then the next thing is really just is telemedicine, right? Is connecting with our veterinary professionals, technicians, veterinarians, but monetizing it. Because we give away our time for free. Like this is a problem in our industry, is we're so used to picking up a phone call and talking for 15, 20 minutes, you know, where, you know, we really should be charging for our time. And that creates a lot of, inefficiencies in clinic, because we're really busy with all of our exams. So we don't really have time to be spending, you know, 15, 20 minutes, you know, with 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 clients a day, you know, it can be quite time consuming. So integrating that telemedicine component, monetizing that professional time, is really, really important. So those would be the two main core functionalities. And the other third one, which I'll mention, is we have our own internal team of veterinarians and technologists that can help with pet parents that maybe don't have a veterinarian or are unable to connect with their primary vet. They can connect with us and we can help them out. You know, we have to be pretty careful with the different states and provinces with the regulations to not be prescribing, diagnosing and such. You know, you really have to have that relationship with that client to be able to do that. But there's a lot of value that can be had, you know, providing some general advice and guidance, coaching, triage for these pet parents that don't have a regular vet.
We'll be right back with more Vet Candy. Vet Candy Life is a talk show hosted by well-being gurus Dr. Quincy Hawley and Renee Michelle. Each episode features expert tips, lifestyle advice, and real-life experiences from the most interesting people in the world. Check it out on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and more.
Yeah, that's awesome to be able to kind of, you know, reach those people in a way that's more convenient for the vet staff and also more convenient for the pet owners. You know, if they just have, like you said, a simple question that who wants to really sit on the phone or on hold or, you know, however long that might be, to just get a quick answer that maybe either a vet or one of their support staff can just easily answer through a message. So that's really
cool. For sure. And I think, like, you know, you guys probably experience this, you know, being in veterinary school, you probably get messages, you know, for sure weekly, if not daily, from friends and family, you know, or acquaintances even that know you're in the industry and have questions. And, you know, I think there's a need for more veterinary professionals in general. And, you know, Dr. Google doesn't always cut it. So I think, you know, I think it's important that there's some platforms out there where people can get the credible advice and help that they need.
That is really cool. What a cool piece. And I mean, I think that's huge too, that you're able to keep track with the different areas. Cause I know, like, you know, in California, I've been told, you know, I was working as a receptionist and they were like, okay, we legally cannot give medical advice over the phone. So now having a platform that is navigated through the legality of it and can help people, you know? So that's really awesome.
Yeah, like what it comes down to really is, well, first and foremost, you have to understand your regulations within each state and province. And, you know, a lot of it comes down to how they define the practice of veterinary medicine for veterinarians and technologists, right? And what are we allowed to do and say if we don't have that relationship or have not done a physical exam? So it's really important that, you know, we kind of, you know, look at those and then offer our advice and guidance, you know, carefully. You know, there's a way to position certain statements so that you're not diagnosing something remotely, but that you're providing value to that pet owner that's looking for, like, you know, some help. And you can say things like, well, in cases similar to this, there's some, you know, many common causes, you know, and instead of, you know, outright kind of diagnosing what the problem might be or giving medical advice, there's ways that you can kind of position how you talk to pet owners that you can still provide a lot of value without, you know, breaking the rules per se.
Yeah. And especially with, you know, most of the veterinary population now is shifting over to majorly women. I feel like telemedicine could even help women that maybe want to stay home more, if they like raise families and stuff like that, or have some other obligation at home, but still want to be able to work. I think telemedicine could be a good option for them to do virtual visits and interactions with clients, you know, and still be able to be home if that's something that they need to do at the time.
Oh, I completely agree. I think that it's unfortunate that, like, you know, we, if you want to raise a family, I mean, there's, that's a big time commitment. And oftentimes you cannot be in practice. I mean, you know, with being exposed to x-rays and gas anesthesia, like there's things, heavy lifting, you got to be careful of, right? So having that access to your clientele from home, being able to kind of help your clinic out. And we actually have, you know, early kind of our first product that we launched, we did have some veterinarians that were on mat leave that were seeing their clients from home. And it's super convenient. And they feel like they're still involved because they are, and they're helping out their practice, relieving some of the burden that you might be dealing with in clinic. Beyond that, it's kind of a wellness thing about our, you know, our industry. You know, it's a tough industry to be in. And I think there should be a way for our professionals to be able to get that opportunity to work from home every now and then. And this is a way to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's, you know, really interesting and valuable to have this different sort of opportunity to get your patients like what they need. And it looks like you guys also have a marketing side to this app. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, there's a couple, a couple things. Well, one is that my co-founder Alex is got a background in marketing, so he's quite good with our little ads and helping clinics out with any advertising, social media that they need help with. So there's that aspect, of course, that we help clinics with. But there's also a feature for when every pet owner downloads the app, any of our VetC clinic partners will show up in the map, essentially. So it's kind of a neat way for clinics that are looking to take on more clients. Any pet owner that downloads the VetC app and they're in that area, they can see, oh, this is a VetC partner clinic. So it's just kind of a neat tool for clinics that are looking to grow and take on more patients. Any VetC pet owner that sees them on the app could connect with them.
What about veterinarians who work for themselves, maybe relief veterinarians or something like that? And like, I know we were talking about moms, you know, earlier, someone who might be expecting, they don't want to be around the radiation, but someone who has their own business, right? Say there's a vet who has their own business. And even, you know, Dr. Boy, like you were saying earlier, even family members, right? Or friends or acquaintances who reach out online asking for advice. Like, what would that look like using VetC and integrating that as a veterinary professional? Would there be like a link and just say, hey, sign up for a consultation? Like, what can you walk me through that process of from like inquiry to payment and what that would look like?
There's two big aspects to our VetC platform. There's the platform we set a clinic up with where they can connect with their clientele, or there's our own internal team. So why don't we do one of each? So let's talk about the clinic itself. If we set up a practice with our VetC platform and the veterinarians, the team there, they all have the app and they have their web dashboard for reception, and then all of their clientele download the pet owner app, then essentially the process is, I'll walk you through an example. Client calls the clinic. The clinic says, you know what, we're too busy. We don't have any appointments today, but why don't you connect with one of our vets on VetC? Directs the pet owner to download the app, gives them the clinic code. Pet owner then downloads the app, puts in the clinic code, and then they can see that, hey, Dr. Lopez is actually online and available for a chat conversation. So then the pet owner just pays whatever fee that clinic decides is appropriate for their chat messages. And maybe it's $20, maybe it's $40, depends on the clinic and the area. Once they pay that fee, then they've now opened up the conversation and they can send a message. And they can carry out, you know, their conversations throughout the day. And once Dr. Lopez feels that it's, you know, the conversation's over, they can kind of end the call, and that kind of cuts off the conversation. So it doesn't continue on for weeks and weeks and weeks. But that's like a simple use case in terms of how the clinic veterinarian can connect with one of their clients remotely. And if it was our internal team, let's change the narrative a little bit and say that the pet owner does not have a regular veterinarian. And maybe is in a rural area where they don't have access to veterinarians, but they have internet connection. In that case, they could download the VetC Pet Owner app, and then they could see on the app all of the veterinarians and technicians that are part of the Vetsy team that are available to chat. And there's a fee for technologists, and then there's a fee for veterinarian. When they connect with them, you know, depends on the area that they're in. If they're in the same state as that veterinarian or province, there's potential that they might be able to develop that veterinary client-patient relationship. And based on that, if the veterinarian feels that it's appropriate, they may be able to diagnose and prescribe. But if it's not in one of those areas, then they're really, you know, providing that advice and triage and guidance, coaching to that client, which actually is still of tremendous value.
In your experience with the different laws, is it easier on the human side to use telemedicine and establish that doctor-patient relationship than it is in veterinary medicine?
You know, it is. And that just comes down to the fact that our patients can't talk, right? And so when we talk to our physician, we can kind of explain the symptoms we're dealing with. And unfortunately, you know, our companion animals can't do that. And so we rely so heavily on our physical exams. And I think one thing I want to just, you know, put out there is that, you know, virtual care, telemedicine, it's not a replacement for the physical exam. I think sometimes we, you know, some people may think that and that we're eliminating our physical exam, but that's so far from the truth. I mean, it's not a replacement. It's just another tool in our toolbox that we can use, right? Just another, like, you know, we have all sorts of equipment and practices. Well, why not add virtual care to that list? So not a replacement for a physical, but our animals, you know, they can't talk. So we rely upon our physical exam, and that's what makes it a little bit more challenging to really get that diagnosis or confidently prescribing something or giving a treatment plan when you haven't done that physical. So you have to be careful.
We'll be right back with more Vet Candy. In today's world, veterinary professionals have to stay current to stay relevant. That's why Vet Candy is launching master courses for continuing education. Courses are led by subject matter experts who guide participants through the latest research and cutting-edge technologies. The programs are free for veterinary professionals and can be accessed 24/7 on myvetcandy.com. Upon completion of a course, participants receive a Vet Candy Certificate of Completion, continuing education credits, and access to exclusive tools to help celebrate, recognize, and share your accomplishment. Want to learn more? Check out myvetcandy.com/certification today.
What about your customers? How are your customers feeling about your service?
Our first product that we launched was kind of a test the market product. And we had some really, really good feedback. And that was kind of our indication that, you know, this is something that really could take off. It really, you know, pet owners need. And so now we're on the cusp of launching our full product in our app and platform for pet owners and veterinary clinics. So we're about a month out. So stay tuned for when we launch our full product. But our initial video consultation platform that we launched last year, lots of good feedback. I think if I could summarize it, it was really just the convenience and accessibility aspect that, you know, a pet owner can connect with one of their veterinarians from home, talk to them face to face, maybe show them part of the animal, look at the gum color, look for a viral papilloma, little dog wart, look for a broken nail, like things that you can handle remotely. And I think that the convenience aspect was highlighted for sure.
That is so cool. What a cool, I mean, and the timing, it seems, you know, it's just, it's so needed. One, to relieve, you know, the load in clinics. And then on the other hand, just to keep people safe, right? In this pandemic, I mean, you know, now we have these variants. We really don't know what the future holds. So to provide an outlet that is virtual and safe, you know, it's just, it's a really cool thing y'all have done. So
Thank you. I mean, we really feel like we're on the cusp of something great. I mean, I think that the industry in general, you guys touched upon it earlier, that there's a shortage of veterinarians and support staff and technologists. I mean, the industry-wide, this is the case, right? And as the pet ownership continues to rise, which I love, that's amazing, right? But it's a problem because we don't have enough staff. And then, you know, from the pandemic, you know, I think there's been initially on, and I don't know how it was for you guys, but for us in Canada, there seemed to be kind of an initial, I'll call it a knee-jerk reaction when a lot of clinics kind of closed or changed their hours or kind of pumped the brakes, we'll say, and said, okay, well, let's just figure this out first before we reopen. And then we entered last spring and summer, which is always a busy time. And I think there just is this ripple effect of delay and people that were waiting to get in. And it's hard to catch up when you're short-staffed and pet ownership increases. So it's just one of those things. We have to leverage technology. We got to handle whatever we can remotely so that all of our in-clinic appointments are prioritized for those cases we really need to see in for a physical exam.
Absolutely. It's been quite a whirlwind seeing like the impacts of the pandemic on the vet industry. And, you know, we wish we could work 24 hours a day and not sleep and see everybody, but you know, the reality is we can't do that. So having something to kind of help with that overflow is really, really nice.
Yeah, for sure. It's all a balance, right? We need to preserve our veterinarians and technologists, our support staff. We need to keep them in the industry as long as we can, and working those, you know, 12, 24 hour shifts is not going to help. So we really need to help promote longevity in our career. And I think this is a way to, one of many ways that can help with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially when you can, even if, you know, technicians or veterinarians want to maybe like semi-retire, but kind of stay on with their clinic and just do telemedicine appointments. That could also be something if they were interested in to kind of semi-retire, but still kind of have their hands in the game a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. I think there's a lot of vets actually that are looking to kind of reduce their hours to more of a part-time role and you know, maybe work Friday afternoons from home where they're doing all their surgical rechecks, you know, through a video consultation and all the non-urgent, you know, questions and such that can come through a chat message, you know, they can handle from home. So much that can be handled remotely. It's just about giving it a shot, you know, and picking a couple of use cases that you're comfortable with and then expanding from there.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's, you know, fantastic, you know, for either people who want to retire or all the moms in our industry and even, you know, people who want to dip their toes in telemedicine, you know, why not? I think any additional tool in our toolbox is definitely worth using. And for technicians too, like not just veterinarians, but any techs that want to work from home or, you know,
There's certain tech appointments that occur throughout the day that I think really, you know, could be managed remotely. A lot of our nutrition consultations, our behavior consultations, you know, we often have, you know, a technologist in the practice that is kind of the champion of nutrition, we'll say, and can handle these from home, you know, and guiding pet owners, you know, in their own home, do body condition scoring their pets and, you know, going through kind of the calorie counts and curves, diabetic curves. You know, these are things that tons of use cases and indications for veterinarians and technologists to be able to help clients from home.
Well, I am looking forward to this launch next month. It sounds like, you know, yeah, I just, the amount of people that are going to be able to really get help is so cool. And pay off those student loans, right?
Yeah, totally. I mean, the student loan situation for veterinarians, it's tough. It's really tough. I mean, we incur this debt, you know, to go to veterinary school because we are so passionate about this career. And then you graduate and you go, holy smokes, I got to pay this off. So anything you can do to help, I mean, that's practicing, you know, being an associate vet, starting a practice, working remotely, you know, whether that be, you know, through a telemedicine platform, there's lots of options out there for veterinarians. I think that's the nice thing about our career is that there's a lot you can do within the veterinary industry, you know? And so if one thing, you know, is an interest of yours, you can kind of go down that path. I feel, you know, quite fortunate that, you know, I can do a little bit of both. I can be in clinic, but I can also, you know, carry out my passion of starting a business, you know, with our telehealth platform.
We'll be right back with more Vet Candy.
Hey, this is Dr. Quincy Hawley, and I'm here to tell you about a new show. It's Vet Candy Rounds with the Hawleys. That's right, Dr. Tierra, the love of my life, and I have teamed up to bring you the most fascinating cases in the world. Check us out on iTunes, Spotify, or a podcast platform of your choice, only on Vet Candy Radio.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you had to look maybe 10, 20 years down the line, I guess, what do you think vet med would look like to you in the future? Would it be, you know, wearables everywhere? Is it going to be you know, a completely different customer experience. Like there's a couple new veterinary corporations that kind of like do it differently, you know? So I want to know, like, what do you think is going to stick or change?
Before I answer that, I think we all know that the veterinary industry is slower to change than, you know, our human counterparts. So I think there will be change, but it probably won't be as dramatic as everybody says it's going to be. I think, you know, if I'm going to play it conservatively, I would say that there's going to be an influx of technology use. There's going to be more, you know, telehealth, remote care. I think you mentioned wearables. I think there's going to be some technology out there where pet parents can, you know, and actually Dr. Lopez mentioned it before about, you know, wearables that pet owners can have on their pets at home so that we can get a heart rate, we can get a temperature, we can get pulse oximetry, like all these little things that, you know, telemonitoring, you know, as we call it. And so I think we're going to see a little bit of that, because we also know that our pets are more their normal selves in their home environment. So I think we need to leverage that a little bit. So I think there's going to be a combination of the standard kind of brick and mortar clinics that exist. Some will be privatized. There'll be more corporate owned that have a different vision and a different mission statement that I think will resonate with people. I think pet insurance is going to go through the roof. And yeah, we all hope so, right? I think there'll be little changes like that. And I think this pandemic really was the impetus of change. I don't think it's going to be a huge, huge, huge dramatic change. But I definitely think it's kickstarted some small tweaks within the industry that we'll see carry on.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a, you know, great, because we all know veterinarians move a little bit. The industry moves a little bit slower than we'd like it sometime, because, you know, everything, you know, if it isn't broken, don't fix it, I think is what the motto a lot of people use. But a lot of opportunities can be seen when it doesn't have to be broken to fix it. You just do it a little bit better and make it more efficient.
I agree. And I think a lot of it comes down to how busy we've been. Like we're so busy that we don't really have we don't really think much about change and how can we make things easier for us? Like we're just so busy. We're just focused on the day to day, you know, get to work, get the job done and then leave hopefully before 10 PM, you know? And so if it was slower, if we weren't getting the appointments, we'd be forced to look and make changes. But right now we're just trying to keep our heads above water and survive. Yeah. So I think change is coming, but you know, because we're so busy, it does result in delays.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, did you ever think that you would be in a telemedicine startup when you were in vet school? Like how did, it's kind of a big change.
Huge change. I would not have imagined this at all. I mean, you know, you kind of think when you're in vet school that you're going to be that, you know, the typical vet, you know, helping dogs and cats and or large animal if that's what you're interested in. So I never would have, you know, imagined I'd be in this position now. But I think just with, you know, I have an interest in kind of practice ownership, entrepreneurialism. So it's kind of a mixture of both, right? You get to start your own business. You know, with the pandemic, it was very clear to us that we needed to start help kind of, you know, create some change and help our industry in any way we can. So never thought I'd be in this position, but I'm loving it. And I think it really, you know, will add value to veterinarians and pet owners.
Absolutely. I think that's one of the biggest things that I can, you know, from my MBA program, I did an MBA. CSU has an MBA DVM program, Dr. Boyer. So yeah, but I think that was one of the big things is like, you know, the whole concept of if we build it, they will come. Like that doesn't work, right? It's like, you got to find the pain point and, you know, things change over time and just seeing where you can add value and then deliver on that, not necessarily making something and then having folks come. So I just think that's so cool that y'all saw this pain point and unmet need. And I think too, you know, I don't know if you remember this, but being in vet school, you know, we want to see the future. Shannon and I were always talking about this in New York, the what will be in the future, right? Like we need a crystal ball. We need to know, but I think, right?
I think it's pretty tough to, you know, to predict that. I mean, I think you guys are onto it. Like there's definitely, you know, change occurring and happening, but your quote about it, you know, if you build it, they will come. I mean, just not for vets, unfortunately. Like they're too busy. And you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Right. And I think we have to kind of change our mindset a little bit. Like my response to that would be, I think our industry is a little broken. You know, I think we're struggling a little bit. It's a little chaotic. the mental health crisis. You know, there's a lot of broken pieces, I would say, in our industry. But with that comes a lot of opportunity for change and innovation. So I think, you know, if we kind of take a step back and go, okay, what are the pain points? What are we really dealing with? And for me, you know what that was? That was when I was super swamped in clinic and I looked at my call list and I had like 10 plus calls and every one of those calls were clients that I knew were going to require a pretty in-depth conversation. And I was sitting there stressed out and I was going, oh my gosh, like I don't have capacity for this, you know? And that to me was like what resonated with me and made me realize there's gotta be a better way. You know, we gotta either monetize this time or we got to leverage our technologists more. Like there's, you know, change that's definitely needed, I think, to help just create a better environment in clinics.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, encouraging the veterinary technicians or nurses to get, they can get specialized too. And I think that's really awesome to be able to really leverage their expertise and their knowledge to be able to, you know, carry some of that weight too. So, you know, not everything has to be done by the veterinarian and then they can monetize that as well. So that's amazing.
We'll be right back with more Vet Candy.
Hi, this is Dr. Jessica Turner, and I want to tell you about my new show, Living Well with Dr. Jessica. We talk about life, love, and living your healthiest life. Check it out on Vet Candy Radio or a podcast platform of your choice.
I think that we've had a great session today. I feel like I've learned so much. I think, I think we've just been able to really express what Vetsy is and how they're going to be able to, how you all are going to be able to help our clinics and our people and our pets, all virtually.
Absolutely. You guys have definitely, you know, targeted a couple like deep rooted pain points in vet med. So I can't wait to see the, you know, final product that's coming out later this year. And, you know, I wish you guys the best of luck and hopefully I'll get to see it in practice soon. That would be really awesome.
Well, totally. And we're about a month away from launching our app and our web platform for clinics. So stay tuned, definitely, watch our website. We'll put updates there. And then eventually, you know, in just a matter of weeks, you'll see it on the Apple Store and the Google Play Store and you can download. And we're really, really excited to get our product out there for veterinarians and pet parents.
Yeah, awesome. Well, thank you, Dr. Boyer, again for joining us today. We really appreciate you taking time out of you. I can imagine the busiest schedule ever.
No worries, guys. I'm happy to chat with you. I think, you know, it's important to kind of raise awareness for what's going on in our industry and talk about, you know, innovation and change. And so, my pleasure. Really enjoy chatting with you guys. So thank you.
And thank you to all of our listeners for tuning in today and hearing all our amazing conversations with Dr. Boyer from Vetsy. If you have any additional questions, we'll put his contact information in the description below. And as always, thank you for listening to this episode of Vet Candy IRL. My name's Shannon.
And I'm Tatiana.
And we'll see you next time.
Vet Candy.
Vet Candy.
Vet Candy.
It's Vet Candy Radio.